We who are gathered together in council pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the welfare and development of our rural city. Guide us, we pray, in our deliberations. Help us to be fair in our judgment and wise in our actions, so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land in which we are meeting, the Latchi Latchi people, and pay my respects to elders both past and present. Thank you. You may be seated. I'd like to welcome everybody here this evening, and welcome our members of the press and members of the public. We'll start with apologies. At item 4, we have an apology from Councillor Cupper. Would somebody like to move that we accept that apology? Thank you, Councillor Ackles. Seconded, Councillor Cirillo. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against, the motion is carried. Item 5 is the confirmation of minutes from the ordinary council meeting held on the 25th of January 2017 and the confidential meeting held on the 25th of January 2017. If I could have a mover for those. Thank you, Councillor Poole. Do we have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Clements. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against, the motion is carried. Item 6 is the confirmation of assembly of councillors, and the meetings noted there are the 19th of January 2017, the 23rd of January 2017, 1st of February 2017, 9th of February 2017, 10th of February, two on the 10th of February 2017. So if I can have a mover for that recommendation. Thank you, Councillor Eckel, and a seconder. Thank you, Councillor Monica, I think was first up there. I'll put that motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 7 is notifications of absence. Do we have any notifications of absence? No. We'll move to item 8 is the mayoral report with the recommendation at item 2. Can I have a mover for that recommendation? Please. Thank you, Councillor Clements. Seconder, thank you, Councillor Brown. I'll put that motion. Those in favour? Those against, the motion is carried. Item 9 is Councillor reports, and we've got a recommendation there at item 2. Thank you, Councillor Eckel. Move, Councillor Eckel. Can I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Cirillo. I'll take that report, Councillor Eckel.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, the Serratia Mallee Ethnic Communities Council have organised a film documentary to be shown on International Women's Day, the March the 8th at the Mildura Arts Centre. And I'd just like to acknowledge some terrific
participation, I believe, is the word, Councillor Eckel.
I'll get my plate right.
Yeah, just go on from that point, yeah.
Yeah, a partnership between Council from the social inclusion area within Council, the Mildura Arts Centre and SMEC for International Women's Day, and yesterday the Mallee Domestic Violence Council came forward as a partner as well. I'd just like to let the councillors know and the people in attendance that it's a special and inspiring film to be shown on this night about four refugee African women, their experiences of trauma and domestic violence, their journey to Australia and their subsequent healing through this documentary. So the cast member Rosemary Karakou will be in attendance from Sydney for a Q&A following the documentary. I'd just like to see that supported on that evening. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Eckel. Was there any others? Councillor Clements?
Yes, in relation to my attendance, as it's got here that I attended the ON Inc. meeting, which I didn't. I don't know how that got in there, so that could be deleted.
We can correct that. Thanks, Councillor Clements. Any further reports? And just before I put this, I think I would like to mention the passing of Tony Vincent. Professor Tony Vincent passed away on the 17th of February in his 80s. Professor Vincent did a lot of work in our community, particularly with Mallee Family Care, and I think the work, the body of work that he's done with our staff, with the various welfare organisations, and the lasting effects of that, where we felt through our community, you know, for decades to come. So that's a very sad thing for his family. I know there's a service, I think it was Monday, remember the service in Sydney was held for him. So he'll be sadly missed right across the state and probably nationwide, really. And certainly acknowledge the great work that he did for our community. So on that note, I'll put the reports. Those in favour? Those against, the motion is carried. Item 10 is responses to councillor questions. The first one is fruit fly penalties. Councillor Cirillo, are you happy with that response?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Cirillo. Item 10.2 is Councillor Thorburn, the Walnut Avenue pedestrian crossing closure. You're happy with the response to that, Councillor Thorburn?
As long as there's some community consultation, yes.
Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. The next one, Councillor Thorburn, is the monster truck signs. You happy with the response to that? It may have been answered in the meeting, I think, but...
Yeah, I'm happy to notice
the
problem.
Yeah, thank you. We'll move to item 11, is questions from councillors. Councillor Eckhall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I've got a few tonight. Could I just revisit a question I asked at the last council meeting in regards to the proposed pedestrian lights in Deakin Avenue, and the issue in question with that previous question, and it is again, is the proposed 80 metres from the 15th Street roundabout. I acknowledge it is a Vic Roads provision, but could a council officer define, will the crossing be at the current walkway insert, or will it be situated at another location along Deakin Avenue?
I think the answer is we will have to verify that with Vic Roads, Councillor Eckhall.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Would Council be supportive on behalf of the Psyche Bend Historical Reserve Committee? I've tabled a letter with Council this evening requesting Council's support in advocating for the widest and rate, to the widest and raising community and to the Victorian State Government for funding to construct Psyche Bend Road as an all-weather road from Curran Avenue to Psyche Bend. The access situation needs to be addressed and is a blight on the district's tourism image and a great cause of frustration for all concerned. I'll address that to the CEO.
The CEO has told me the answers. Yes, Councillor Eckhall.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, tonight's agenda includes the Mildura Motorsports and Community Precinct Business Case Endorsement. Councillors would also be aware that there is not a dedicated 2017-18 budget item to extensively market the investment prospectus. Should they be endorsed, my question is relative to this project and the Mildura South Indoor Sports Precinct Business Plan due May of this year. Could Council organise a budget paper on the opportunity of a budget item to provide the new Tourism Economic Development entity with necessary funding to pursue corporate, community and government investment opportunities?
I'll hand that one to Mr. Parra. Someone stole his microphone.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, our council can certainly put together some documentation around possible budget figures for presentation back to council. Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. Parham. Now, the last question, Mr. Mayor. In recent times, I've been receiving at least one complaint per week on planning issues. As per yesterday, I've been advising to share conversation with you, the Mayor, and other councillors, and of course the officers. And I realise that we're going to be doing something in regards to a policy, hopefully, that might be tabled for the next meeting. But is my recollection right that there was a discussion around that that there may be correct timing for Council to invite our district private planning consultants to a round table talk with our planning department And can we call the attention of the CEO to organise such a meeting?
Let's see, I'll take that question, Councillor Eckhart.
Mr Mayor, through you, our General Manager of Development is already in the midst of organising a fairly comprehensive service review in the statutory planning area, and part of that is that with the support of an independent consultant, there would be conversation with some of our attainers and other applicants to hear their views.
Have you got an idea of timelines on that, Mr CEO? Because it is an urgent issue.
Through you, Mr Mayor, that is happening as we speak, and some people have already spoken to the consultant.
Okay, thank you.
Councillor Brown, I think, had the next question.
Yes, thank you, Mr Mayor. Fruit fly traps, are they available throughout the municipality or only in some razor? I bring this up as a question, as someone at Oe has got fruit fly, and having the difficulty trying to get on the traps now. What's the story? Thank you.
Somebody like to have a go at that one? Anyone?
Sorry about the feedback, Mr Mayor. I believe the rollout program is in urbanised areas around the city at the moment, so it's not extended to all our country towns. However, we could make an inquiry through obviously Santesta from the and see where we can access some.
Later on, I'd give the name of the person involved.
Thanks, Councillor Brown. Any further questions, Councillor Clements?
Mr Mayor, I'm in possession of a letter that was handed to me in relation to a road safety issue on the Caller Highway near the Irimple Strip Shopping Centre. The letter is from the proprietors of the Irimple General Store, and it relates to student safety in particular. These people have expressed concerns for the safety of students alighting from the Redcliffe School bus and others, and then they have to cross four lanes of the highway, and it's regarded by them and others as a particular road safety issue. This matter has apparently had previous public interest. It's been aired in the local media, and there was a previous complaint, I believe, from other local residents. I'm also given to believe that the council has looked at this issue, that they've discussed it with Vic Roads, and that Vic Roads have some pretty stringent rules around crossings and centre median safety zones and so on, and that the nature of the road doesn't lend itself to Vic Roads applying those sorts of treatments. I do, however, ask that the appropriate council officers review this with Vic Roads if necessary, because it has been raised again and it is seen as a road safety issue. Thank you.
Ms Whelan.
Through you, Mr Mayor. We actually have a meeting with the Vic Roads representative tomorrow so we can raise it then, but obviously it's not within our jurisdiction. We can simply raise the matter and our concerns.
Councillor Thorburn?
Only one, Mr Mayor.
Only one?
Yes. Following the appointment of a local person with Agriculture Victoria to Regional Manager Irrigation Mallee, can we get a copy of the better guidelines for irrigation, expansion of the area outside the existing Moira, which is a main part of his job brief?
Ask Mr. Jose.
Mr. Mayor, we can always try.
Yeah. I also have one question, which I guess if we could raise maybe at a forum, the passing of costs onto country customers. Country power customers of the cost of upgrading lines through national parks. I'm led to believe through the press that country customers will pay for that upgrade. It won't be imposed on city customers, but as far as I understand, national parks are for everybody, and the fact that a few of them have caught fire should, I guess, the responsibility should fall on everybody, not just country customers. So if we could maybe get that brought to council forum for some discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So noted.
Yeah, councillors. Cirilla, sorry.
Yeah, no worries. Through you, Mr. Mayor. Would council consider releasing the following financial monthly reports from now on at each council meeting to the public? A monthly balance sheet, income statement and cash flow statement.
I'll pass that to Mr. Parham.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. I will have to look into that just in terms of the finance department and what we do produce on a monthly basis. Of course, there is the quarterly statutory reports that do come to the council and are also made available. But yes, I'll look into that and provide an answer to that future data.
Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any further questions? Thank you. I'll move to item 12, notices of motion. We've got no notices of motion. Other matters? There are no other matters.
We have a petition.
Oh, we've got a... Yeah, sorry. Yeah, petition. I didn't... 13.1, that's better, is the 15th Street Orinpool Parking. And we have a recommendation at item 2.
Can we have a move, Mr. Mayor?
Thank you, Councillor Eckhall. Do I have a seconder for that? Thank you, Councillor Cirillo. Any councillor wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. At item 14, we have management reports. 14.1 is the council's expense report from October 2016 to the 31st of December, with a recommendation at item 2. Can I have a mover for that? Thank you, Councillor Brown. Seconded, Councillor Cirillo. Any councillor wish to speak against that motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 14.2 is the Mildura Motorsport and Community Precinct Business Case Endorsement, with a recommendation at item 2. Move Councillor Thorburn, seconded Councillor Eckhall. Any councillor wish to speak against that motion? Councillor Thorburn, I'll give you the opportunity to speak to that motion, given that no one wishes to speak against it.
Mr. Mayor, this is 5 years in the making. I'm not going to talk too much about what's in it because it's a business study that has cost a fair amount of money. What I'm going to say is that since it's been out, well, I know that you've had quite a bit in the press in the last couple of days, yet the people don't quite understand. I keep getting beset by people thinking that we're going to actually build this $20 million thing. We just haven't got, the ratepayers haven't got the money, so we're not going to build it. Nobody in China or anywhere around the world or anywhere is actually going to look at Mildura on the map and say, yeah, I think I'll go and do a business study and we'll build a motor park out here at out of Coolmont Walls. You know, that's not the way things happen. What we have done for the community, because we can see that this is going to benefit the community, and I can say that honestly because you only have a look at some of the attendances of motor events around the district. And even the people who say that they're not going to benefit, I remember just in the annual report of even the City Heart noted that they'd lost heavily because one of the events went out to Quandong Park. And the estimate is probably between $30,000 and $50,000 was just lost to this area and went out to Redcliffs, which was still in the district. But there is a benefit. This is about the infrastructure. Now, what we're providing probably, the block of land belongs to council. We've already got one facility on it. That's the drag racing club. And this document already has been mentioned by the Sports Portfolio Council as wanting to eventually have some money in the budget to further facilitate it. and get the new when the new body, tourist and economic development body, it becomes fully what's the word, incorporated, or when it comes into existence, they will have some money. There'll be some infrastructure money for them to get out and market it. Now this project is going to be, I would envisage, Mr. Mayor, a cooperation between private enterprise and the government, because I think people don't realise that at times the government this weekend has put heavy money into it to facilitate an event at motorsport event at Phillip Island. It even pays the AFL to keep the grand final in Melbourne. So these arguments that that everything should be standalone, or we're going to do it, it's just not, because we haven't got the money. It's quite obvious we haven't got the money. We haven't got the money for out there at 15th Street either, Councillor Eckel, and the business study is coming forward, which will facilitate the next step. And somehow, we've got to get it over to the people. Even today I saw something in Sunraysia Daily, the person was saying, what a waste of money, we're 20 million. Well, we will not be spending the 20 million. Hopefully, we have done our homework, and I believe from reading this, and I didn't attend any of the, I did read the whole lot of it. It took me about 3 nights to read it. So I commend the people and the staff that did this document. It's 5 years of work. It saved somebody, because there's no way in my mind would somebody just come out of the blue, an investor, and say, and do all this work that we've just done for them, because they haven't got 5 years to expend on it. We've done it. The next thing we have to do, we might have to do some facilitation, like Councillor Eckel says, to get it to the next step. That's out to the private investors and out to the government, because I believe both sections of that I just mentioned will be quite keen to get a copy and have a look at it. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. Before we put it to a vote, I think we do really need to acknowledge all of the staff, consultants, the advisory committee, the local people and all the motorsport clubs and the businesses that have put in a lot of time, a lot of effort to get this to the point where it is. They've done an extremely good job of it, as you said, and now it's up to us to sell it. But we thank all of those people, because they have given up a lot of time, some of them their own time, but also put a great amount of effort into it. So thank you to all those people. I'll put the motion, those in favour. Those against, the motion is carried. Move to item 14.3, as the Victorian Government Take 2 program, with the recommendation at item 2. Can I have a mover for that recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Clements. Do I have a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Modica. Any councillor wish to speak against the motion? Thank you, Councillor Brown. Councillor Clements, if you could begin the debate, please.
The Take 2 program is a fairly simplistic program that allows various councils around the state to put their hand up to basically an idea, and that idea is around conserving our natural resources. There's no great impediment on council to agree to this proposal. There's no great financial constraint. There's no great penalty. It's simply saying or stating by agreeing to the Take 2 program that we as a council agree to the concept of reducing our emissions over a number of years, with an eventual target of zero emissions. I don't know that that's necessarily attainable in the current environment, but we are simply saying that we would agree to try to achieve that. I can't see any negatives. I do have an issue, I suppose, with the fact that we're having a gun held to our head, in the sense that if we want to get some funding for particular projects, we have to agree to this, which I don't necessarily think is appropriate. But that's not unusual with a number of government grants and so on. So I don't really see that there's any great negatives to it.
Thank you, Councillor Clements. Councillor Monica.
I think it's important that we consider the things that will come into play in the next few years in our municipality and the state in regard to our energy transition, and this is just a commitment to acknowledging those things and having a smooth change from one form of energy to another with the support of the community and with the hope that we can end up tapping into one of our greatest resources and which will benefit us all in the end. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. First of all, Councillor Modding, I agree with you about the energy opportunities that look like existing here. It's great, isn't it? That's not what I'm going to speak about. But tonight, this particular Take 2 program has mentioned climate change 5 times. Well, I'm going to answer none of them, and I am a sceptic, so let's get into it. And these are all from well-researched, I'm a very good researcher. 8,000 years ago, the temperature rose 5 degrees over 100 years. The ice age ended? Yes, global warming. Yes, climate change. 6,000 years ago, the ice cap north of Canada was melting and reached a land bridge in Europe with rising seas. England was isolated from Europe and an inland lake became the Black Sea. Again, nature's in charge. Sahara was once green and fertile. Alarmist series number one. Closer to home, Tim Flannery proclaimed the Darling River will dry up. It's been 3 floods since. Alarmist number two, less rainfall here. Well, let me tell you, Mildura has actually had 20 mil, that's nearly an inch per year, extra on average over the last 60 years compared to the previous 56 years. So that's winter. Alarmist number three, temperature rising. Melbourne temperature, hottest ever last January 2015 was reported. Well, temperature 46.4, wrong. 47.2 in 1851. Alarmist number four, polar caps are melting. Wrong. Ice around Antarctica has grown by 100,000 square kilometres each decade the last 30 years. Note, Tim Flannery's home is still next to the river at Hawkesbury. Most farmers are very environmental friendly just to survive and believe the current climate alarmist is a lot of rot. Drought between wet and dry. Melbourne University study, the 5 worst droughts all happened before 1900. 40 years ago, not many of you old enough to remember this, global cooling was the big scare due to ozone layer contamination blocking sunlight. How things change with alarms, climate's change. Itself is a fact of life now and over thousands of years. It is called weather. Government funding and coercion will not and cannot change the weather. I'll repeat that. Government funding and coercion will not and cannot change the weather. Government can legislate for pollution, but pollution is not climate change. The state government tried to forecast the future when climate change alarmists forecast the lack of water and rainfall melon. So billions are spent on North-South pipeline and a faulty desal plant. They wouldn't build a dam because they listen to so-called experts, there's not going to rain again. On this particular issue, there's no compulsion to sign up to the government Take to immediately. It can take it up at any time in the future, if I'm not around. To be coerced to sign up under the pressure of extra funding is totally immoral, and I agree with Councillor Clements there. It's totally immoral. To use climate change as a lever is so yesterday. Now, to the part about a pledge to a flawed issue. To commit to a pledge is a very serious position. To take a pledge is more than a promise by a politician. Pledge is an unbroken commitment which cannot be taken lightly or broken. I will not support this pledge. Thank you.
Thank you. Oops. Thank you, Councillor Brown. Any other councillor want to speak for the motion? Against the motion? Councillor Thorburn?
Mr. Mayor, I'm also going to speak against the motion, mainly because with the current government's policy of going down, as it says here, to zero by the year 2050. You were worried before, Mr. Mayor, about growing higher electricity prices. You know, if we continue down what this government is doing, and I don't like getting political too much, it's about the first time that I think I've ever raised my feet to speak on a political issue. I also take the point about a pledge. I'm glad you looked it up, Councillor Brown, because I was worried about it. I was looking at this while you were talking, and before you came to it, about a pledge. I don't want to pledge anything. I don't like it. Also, like Councillor Society did say before, Councillor Clements, about being put in a situation where we may get some support from the government on something if we sign this pledge. We've been in situations before where we've matched money and we've built us, and we were in a situation either lose the money or government grant. We built that silly bike hub around there that nobody uses. I think it's the only thing in it. It's a bike I rode for a couple of years, or a year when I was injured that time. I think it's still the only one there. And we get in a situation like that, and I don't know what whether or not the things that they might get us to do or say, offer us, and we have to match with funds, I don't know whether that'd be best for this municipality. It might only increase further the cost of electricity to this community. So I'm joining Councillor Brown, and I'm very worried about pledging to do anything. It's a, as he said, it's a pretty tough word, and it's got certain ramifications.
Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. Any other council wish to speak for the motion? Yeah, you can't have two goes. Thanks, Councillor Modica. Against the motion? Councillor Clements, I'll ask you to close the debate. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And congratulations to Councillor Brown for his in-depth research. Can I just say that the issue of climate change is much larger than what could be debated here in this chamber at this time. I accept that the climate has changed over the years through various reasons, natural and otherwise, but there is a body of evidence that says that for the first time in human history, climate is changing because of the activities of mankind and the creation of carbon in the atmosphere. This pledge is a pledge to get to zero emissions by 2050. It's been taken up by other municipalities. It's our promise to attempt to clean up our act, and I seriously don't believe that there's anything particularly wrong with that. I think that it's an honourable thing to do. It's unfortunate that we live in a society where half or a number of people don't believe in climate change and a number do. But I think something like 95 to 98% of all climate scientists agree that there is climate change caused by carbon emissions. But there's also, of course, those that very few that claim otherwise. I support this motion, and I ask that Councillor support it as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Clements. Put the motion to the vote. Those for the motion? Those against? Motion is lost. Move on to item 14.4. is the 2018 general revaluation with the recommendation at item 2. Thank you, Councillor Brown. Can I have a seconder for that? Thank you, Councillor Cirillo. Any councillor wish to speak against that motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried. Item 14.5 is the Audit Committee Chairperson's Annual Report for the 2016 calendar year with recommendation at item 2. Can I have a mover for that recommendation, please? Thank you, Councillor Clements. A seconder? Councillor Modica. Any councillor wish to speak against the motion? I put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried. Item 14.6 is the adoption of S5 Instrument of Delegation with the recommendation of item 2. Can I have a mover for that recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Clements. A seconder? Thank you, Councillor Modica. Any councillor wish to speak against the motion?
Question?
Yeah, I've got Councillor Thorburn speaking against the motion. I'll take the question first. Thanks, Councillor Brown.
Clarification. I know what the clarification is, but it doesn't say it. It says 5.1. It's to do a delegation in the absence of the Chief Executive Officer. regarding awarding contracts that exceed the value of 1 million. I believe this comes from the Finance Committee. Is that to clarify that, Mr. Sexton?
I'll get Mr. Parham.
Yeah. Through you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, that's correct. It's that $1 million approval limit is subject to the approval of contracts that go via the Finance Advisory Committee.
Just as it says.
Thank you. let me move that. Councillor Clements. Councillor Clements, if you could open the debate. Thanks.
We discussed this at length at council forum. The basic tenet is that if the delegation is below a certain amount, it basically usurps the very reason for having the finance committee. We discussed it and determined the original suggestion was 500,000. We've raised that to 1 million on the basis that the finance committee and the CEO should hold that delegation because it has to go to the finance committee in the first place. And so there really is no risk attached to it.
Thank you. Councillor Modica.
I just support what Councillor Clements said and just the opportunity to keep projects moving when the time comes. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Thorburn.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, look, the last time it came up at the previous meeting, at that time it was $250,000, and we heard that...
it was actually $500,000, Councillor Thorburn.
No, it was moved that...
It was moved, but it did come up, it was $500,000.
Yeah, I understand I was going to say that. At the time before the motion went through, it was still $250,000. Yeah. If they wanted... The word was it should be 500,000. We put it back to 250, and now all of a sudden they now want 500,000. The recommendation is not 500,000, but it's now 1 million. Now I don't apologise for handing over. I've been consistent on this throughout my term on council, and that is handing over councillor power to the CEO. It's nothing against the CEO, it's just that I don't like to hand over additional powers that I believe that council laws should be looking after.
I'll have to correct you on that one, Councillor Thorburn, too, because it goes, this is a motion about putting a recommendation to the Finance Committee, which isn't the CEO, it's actually the Finance Committee that goes to where there's two councillors on that committee, and indeed and the agenda for that meeting goes before all the councillors, so it's not actually handing it over to the CEO.
Yeah, well, that I believe is what you said is going to happen. I hope it does happen that way. But
that's exactly what it's about, Councillor Thorburn. It will happen. That's what the motion says.
Yeah, well, previously, what it does, though, what the effect it does have is that there has been some concern from some people about the number of confidential councillor involvement in the approval of contracts. And what this does, and it was explained to us, that means that it will actually reduce the amount of items in private and confidential. It will limit it to only those contracts above $1 million. Now, previously, instead of five people having a look at it in the Finance Committee, all the other councillors would have some input on some topics in the confidential. Now, I understand that, or I hope that's what's going to happen, is that we're going to be advised of some of the contracts and all the contracts that perhaps will go to this, and we'll have a capacity to have some input into it or bring it back to council for us to have a look at. I don't know. I presume that that's what's going to happen.
No, that's exactly what's going to happen, Councillor Thorburn. You're wrong in the use of the word presume.
Okay.
That's how it happens. That we need to make that very clear. There's no presumption involved.
Can you show me where it says that? Because I'm still having difficulty. It's not
no, Councillor Thorburn, you know that that's the process. Thank you.
Well, I hope it's the process. Anyway, I've been quite solid that I don't care what other municipalities do. Some of them are down as low as 200,000, some of them are 500, some are 600,000, some are $1 million. And I just believe that I don't want to hand over the ability to limit input. I'm sorry that Councillor Cupper's not here, because she probably would have spoken against it.
Councillor Thorburn, please don't drag another councillor into it. I'll caution you on that. You can speak for yourself, but do not ever speak for another councillor. Thank you. Any other councillor wish to speak for the motion? Against the motion? I'll ask Councillor Clements to close the debate, please.
Yeah, look, I just want to reiterate, we did discuss this at length. We did agree that it was in the best interest in the council moving forward to raise the amount for $1 million. It is oversighted by the Finance Committee. It has to go through the Finance Committee first, and it speeds up the process. If it's a lower amount, it then basically makes a nonsense of the Finance Committee, and the whole process is slowed. So this is a smart move, and I think that we should all support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Clements. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried.
And recorded.
Yes, we'll record your vote. Thanks, Councillor Thorburn. Yes, it was already done. Item 14.7 is the adoption of S6. You started this, Councillor Eccles.
Yes.
Instrument of delegation. We've got a recommendation at item 2. Can I have a mover for that recommendation? If there's no mover, then the motion lapses. I'll move to item.
I'll move.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Eccles. Have I got a seconder? Thank you, Councillor Brown. Any councillor wish to speak against the motion?
Just got a question.
I'll take the question, Councillor Thorburn.
This is regarding mainly items all associated with regulations or government regulations, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. If no one's, they're minor amendments.
Yep.
If no one's speaking against the motion, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 14.8 is the adoption of council representation on advisory committees and external organisations policy, with a recommendation at item 2. Thank you, Councillor Eccles has moved. Councillor Monica has seconded. Any councillor wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 14.9 is adoption of delegations policy CP015, with a recommendation at item 2. I have a mover for that recommendation. Thank you, Councillor Cirillo. A seconder. Thank you, Councillor Poole. Any councillor wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 14.10 is the adoption of protected disclosure policy CP014. Recommendation at item 2. Can I have a mover for that recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Cirillo. A seconder. Thank you, Councillor Poole. Any councillor wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 14.11 is adoption of release of confidential information policy CP030, with a recommendation at item 2. I have a mover for that recommendation. Thank you, Councillor Cirillo. A seconder. Thank you, Councillor Clements. Any councillor wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 14.12 is the adoption of Section 86 Committee Policy CP026, with a recommendation at item 2. I have a mover for that recommendation. Thank you, Councillor Clements. A seconder. Thank you, Councillor Modica. Any councillor wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried.
Thank you.
Item 14, point 13 is the adoption of street tree and roadside vegetation policy CP027 with the recommendation of item 2. Move Councillor Cirillo. Can I have a seconder for that motion? Please, thank you, Councillor Clements. Any councillor wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried. Item 14.14 is recovery of council property with the recommendation of item 2. Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. I'll take that motion, Councillor Thorburn.
The alternate motion on this is the council gratuitously provide the ATCO hut for as long as they need it to the Mildura Motorcycle Club to assist them with the development of young riders to international standard, and that the upkeep and maintenance of it be at the club's expense.
Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. If I got a second to Councillor Eckel. Any councillor wish to speak against that motion? Councillor Clements, thank you, Councillor Thorburn. If you could open the debate.
Well, Mr. Mayor, I'm going to speak about the Mildura Motorcycle Club in pretty good terms, because they're having their 70th year. They're in their 70th year. They've been going a very long time. And I could go through the history of what's happened in this, but I'll probably set out the background has been set out, and I've commented previously at a council forum, and given the motorcycle club situation. Now, I think that one of the things that people worry about is that, and it does say here that we have a process in which we have to go through if we give something away. Now, there's no doubt, when you have a look at the correspondence, that the Mildura Motorcycle Club believed, had the perception, that they were actually given this hut, which they fitted out themselves and have looked after since the conduct of the World Teams Championship. I think it was the Teams Championship. It was quite some time ago. And and the hut has been in good use, used by motorcyclists, young and old, down there since then. And it was only last September that the news came through that actually we wanted it back. And the reason for, I think, out at the cemetery, but I know that the cemetery have already got an ATCO out there, and I think it's had limited use. So we won't go into that too much, but The thing about the motorcycle club is most of the things, Mr. Mayor, they have done over the years have been at their own cost. It's not one of the local organisations that is, we have been continually giving grant money to or even assisting them. We did do some work of assistance in sealing the road and into the pit area for the championships I mentioned, but that was largely to compensate, because the Liberal government, through Damien Drummond, offered $100,000 of government money for them to stage this international meeting, and when Labor came to power, they took $50,000 away. So they were about $50,000 in a shortfall, and I think we put about $59,000 into it for them to get an international meeting, which really put us on the map. Now, speaking of the motorcycle club, there's quite a unique history about the motorcycle club. Now, with other local organisations, say, we have a look at football, which is an Australian sport, and football, of course, we spend about $74,000 for water just at number one Oval Complex every year. Hopefully it's going to be lower with this new irrigation. We give $10,000 to OYIN to look after the water on Blackburn Park. So we're talking about a $15,000 ATCO hut that might be loaned with this motion, what I'm suggesting, for as long as they want it. So it's really no big deal. The other thing is, you talk about football and what a great job football does, which being an Australian sport, I want to give you all a history lesson about speedway racing, because it is an Australian sport. It was invented here in Australia, speedway racing, in 1923, when John Hoskins, who lived just near the Maitland Showgrounds, said to his friends, "Look, I've got some motorbike friends who want to race, and they'll be an attraction at the show." And that's how it started. They took the brakes off the machine.
You've got a minute left. Quick history lesson, we need.
Well, that was in 1923 they started racing, and that Maitland Showgrounds is just down the road from Curry Curry, which is an existing track. And then John Hoskins went to England, and in 1928 they had their first meeting. So it's an Australian sport. The Mildura Motorcycle Club has been going 70 years. Back in 1954, I think it was, they actually staged a Grand Prix here out on the old Sturt Highway and had a circuit there. So they've got a history, and we've had international riders. We've produced a world champion. He came from this area. We've had several that have made world championships, and they've got a very strong junior program. Now, the Mildura...
You're out of time, Councillor Thorburn.
I'd like to move the extension, please, Mr. Mayor.
I'll take the seconder, Councillor Brown. I'll put that to a motion. Those in favour?
Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Okay.
I just want to say that the Mildura Motorcycle Club and Olympic Park Speedway is not just about motorbikes and what they do, because they've extended it to a whole lot of other community people. Now, last year, in the 365 days, 250 of those 365 days, there was an activity down at Olympic Park. Now, that's probably as good as what any of some of the other ovals are concerned when you have a look at football and cricket ovals around. Not only is it the home of the Mildura Motorcycle Club, it's the home of the Sunraysia Historical Motorcycle Club, and our base there. The Ulysses Group is based down there. The Sunraysia Dirt Carters, they returned. When I first came to Mildura, there were go-karts down there. In the last 8 years, they've been back there at Olympic Park. And also the Harley Owners Group are also based down there. And, of course, the Motorcycle Club don't just do speedway. They also do motocross and a whole lot of other very, very strong junior program. So we're talking about giving this group, who we haven't had to fund over the years, we're talking about a $15,000 ATCO hut, which I believe they bought, that was given to them. We can't really give it to them, but we can give them to it on a loan, because it's been down there for nearly 17 months. No one said anything about it for 12 months. It just sat down there and it was good use, and they've looked after it, they've improved it, they've spent a bit of money on it, they took it there, they transported it from the old pound down there for this championship. And what,
got a minute left, Councillor
Thorburn. What we've also got to remember, and I'll say about them, for 4 years we did not have any Australian Championship meetings, Mr. Mayor, you remember that, and it was only when they put in $500,000 of in-kind work into upgrading the track that they got restored these meetings and went beyond just Australian Championship heats and that. They also got some championships, and they also got some world events, and it's quite likely that we'll get more in the future. That's why I've moved this alternate motion to solve this problem, instead of squabbling about it, and they can have the ATCO hut. If this goes through, they can use it for the betterment of our young speedway riders. Thanks, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. Councillor Eccle.
Yes, thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, I've looked into this whole process and assessed it, and my assessment of the situation, weighing up the for and against of this very unfortunate, may I say that, very unfortunate situation that we find ourselves deciding on. And I've got to say this, that I've, and he hasn't included it, I've got to thank Councillor Thorburn for his additional information which he has omitted to stress tonight, and I'm thankful he did, because it is a little bit speculative. However, I am of the firm belief that the Mildura Motorcycle Club have been on the unfortunate side of this situation. So I'm favouring to go with the Mildura Motorcycle Club and the current motion.
Thank you, Councillor Eckhold. Councillor Clements speaking against the motion.
Mr. Mayor, I suppose I'm not playing the devil's advocate here. I think it needs to be spoken against for the simple reason that we have a situation in this municipality where people are calling out for rate restraint, and we're sitting here talking about giving away $15,000 worth of council assets on a permanent loan, but the effect is the same. The thing that I want to stress first of all is that I fully support the Mildura Motorcycle Club. I think they do a wonderful job and they provide some amazing events. This loan of this ATCO shed was thought initially, I believe, to have been gifted to them. So there was some confusion as to whether they then owned it or whether it was still owned by the council. Council view is that they were given some wrong advice initially, and that it is actually just a loan, and now there's a better use for it. This all occurred in May 2015 and since. At that time it was loaned as a part of the Under 21 Speedways Championship. And at that time the council also put in some almost $60,000 into the club to support that event. So I think the council has been very generous to the motorcycle club in supporting its events. But in the recent council forum where this was discussed, it was mentioned that there was a need at the Murray Pines Cemetery for this particular shed, and that's also reflected in the document before us today. I was taken aback a bit by Councillor Thorburn saying that the cemetery now a facility no longer requires that shed. I don't know whether that's the case or not, and if that is the case, that would certainly cause me to withdraw my objection. But if that's not the case, then Murray Pines are still servicing their clients in a tool shed, which is totally inappropriate, then I think there's a better use for this shed at this point of time. I think that the object of the exercise in loaning it to them was because it wasn't needed at that time, but it would appear that the Murray Pines Cemetery now have a need, and I think that the shed would be more appropriately used at that venue. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Clements. Any other council wish to speak for the motion? Against the motion? Thank you, Councillor Poole.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. I'm supportive of Councillor Clements. We were actually out at Murray Pines yesterday, Councillor Modica and I, and I was personally horrified that these grieving families are having to sit in a not inviting hot shed where the male staff, I think, just sort of have their break and their tools and the maintenance, and I was really disappointed in that. So coming back to this point, it was put in writing to the motorcycle club in 2015, is what we have been informed, that this particular building that was loaned to them for that purpose of the Speedway Championships was on loan, and that the council would have to undertake their asset disposal process, verifying if the building is required for another use. For whatever reason, that did take the 12 months until September 16, and that's where it was brought to the attention that Murray Pines Cemetery of the current situation, and decided that it was more purposeful to have the building there. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Poole. Any other councillor wish to speak for the motion? Against the motion? Councillor Thorburn, I'll ask you to close the debate. Thanks.
Well, I won't get into details about the cemetery trust. I was a member of it before, and they did have a hut from the 12-month period. I do believe that was hardly ever used anyway, so things might have changed. But the Mildura Motorcycle Club were under the impression all this time that it was... Well, they were told it was gifted to them. We understand that there's a process, and it can't be gifted to them without it going through the process. The Motorcycle Club have, since the little championships. They tendered, I think, for every council portable grandstand that was offered for sale. They tendered for each one because they wanted to improve their spectator facilities. That was through a process. They were a little bit disappointed that they only got two of those, but that's the process was quite fair, and I've got no problems with it, Councillor Eagle, and they were just disappointed. So they've tried to improve their facility down there, and this, they were under the impression, and I can understand why, and when they did, I've got piles and piles of emails and correspondence that they tried to ascertain what was happening for a long time, and it came out of the blue something like 12 months after it actually had been moved there, that it wasn't gifted to them. They had that perception, and I believe that, as Councillor Eccles said, it, you know, it's a most unfortunate situation, but it's only, this is the club that we don't have to do too much for over the years. They, over 7 years, they've developed, you can go down and have a look at it, they did most of the work themselves, and they put $500,000 in kind of work to bring that speedway track up, and here we are quibbling about $15,000 ATCO building, which sits at the entrance to the pit area, which they've fitted out, becomes out, and Mr. Mayor, if they ever go out to the big, I know they've got space out there at the motor park thing, I presume that they'll have to move it out there, or they'll give it back to council, because under the agreement they've got to keep it in good order. That's what the motion says. Thanks, Mr. Mayor, and I hope councillors support the Mulgira Motor Circle Club in this motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? That gives me the casting vote. I'll give my casting vote in favour of the motion. So the motion is carried. Thank you. We'll move to item 15. There's the update to local law number 2, community local law, and we have a recommendation at item 2. Do I have a mover for that recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Cirillo. A seconder, Councillor Clements. I'll take the question, Councillor Thorburn.
This is going out for comment. Will it come back to us? I've got a number of comments about it, and but I don't want to debate it, you see. So does it come back to council before
Councillor Thorburn, we're not debating the actual content. This is, the motion is about it going out for public comment. Yeah. And it comes back to the Oakon meeting. Any councillor wish to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against, the motion is carried. I love this system. Item 14.16 is a petition with 15th Street Oriental Parking, and a recommendation at item 2, the council note the action taken in response to the petition received and requesting enforcement of the 15-minute and 1-hour parking signs or introduction of Oriental General Store and Oaks Takeaway Parking Owner signs.
So moved, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Eccles. Seconder is Councillor Cirillo. Any councillor wish to speak against that motion? I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. Item 15 is items of urgent business. There is one item, and that's a motion that I'm proposing, I'll read that out.
We'll just need it admitted to business.
We do need to admit it, yeah. First, I'll propose a motion that we admit this to business. That's moved, Councillor Brown, seconded, Councillor Eccle. I'll put that to the vote. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried. The motion that I've proposed is that council advocate as a matter of urgency for the establishment of a Murray-Darling Authority administration office within either the Mildura Rural City Council or Shire of Wentworth municipalities. So I've got a seconder for that, Councillor Cirillo. Any councillor wish to speak against that motion? Or put the motion. Those in favour? Those against the motion is carried. Thank you for that. Item 16 is public questions. Do we have any public questions?
One,
Ms. Whelan's got that.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, this is a question from Susan Clark, and it reads, is the council able to help with the parking limits at the Mildura Base Hospital, as often being parked for over 2 hours is not the fault of the driver, but of the long wait involved at the hospital? The limits are actually set by the base hospital, but we can raise the concern with them.
Thank you for that. Now, we will move into confidential business. In confidential business, there is one item, and that item is under section 89.2E, proposed developments, Mildura Motorsport and Community Precinct, business case endorsement, commercial in confidence, appendices, and item 17.2 is the tender award, supply of 3 6x4 10 cubic metre tipper trucks, contract 1617/20. I'll take a motion to move into confidential. Thank you, Councillor Clements, and Councillor Poole seconded that. I'll put the motion. Those in favour, those against, the motion's carried. Before we do that, I'd like to thank everybody for their attendance here this evening, and we'll just take a short break to allow the public to leave the meeting. Thank you very much for your attendance.